So the next thing I want to ask you about is frontline management in general practice.
Yes.
So that went from complicated to almost impossible to understand, I think. I mean, I think we can get it, but wow, it definitely has gotten a lot more interesting. So why don't we just start with the paper at ASCO, your work and others, looking at venetoclax and obinutuzumab, and maybe you can kind of talk a little bit about what had happened in the previous sort of 6 months. And then, this new data that was just presented.
Yes, absolutely. So what you're referring to is the so-called CLL14 trial of the German CLL study group. Now, this was a very particular trial because this trial enrolled patients in need of frontline therapy and a particular patient group, namely elderly patients with relevant comorbidity or relevant coexisting medical conditions. Those were defined in this trial as either a high score on the cumulative illness rating scale or a SEER score, or a decreased renal function, so a creatinine clearance of less than 70.
Can I just ask, before you go on, just to ask, but a bunch of studies, in particular by your group, focusing on these patients. And I'm curious because there's obviously a therapeutic issue. You're not going to be thinking about FCR, et cetera. But biologically, is there a difference in CLL and the response to treatment in older and younger patients?
Biologically, there's no big difference. We know in CLL that younger patients and elderly patients have the same disease characteristics. So it's a bit different as compared to acute leukemias, where we know that with age the adverse profile is increasing. However, we know that also in CLL, due to the coexisting conditions that these patients have, they cannot withstand intense therapy such as FCR so well. So for those patients, mild chemotherapies, chlorambucil-based chemotherapies, or bendamustine-based chemotherapies had been the standard.